So I'm here again at Vision Bristol 2011. I'm here with Harry Pierce, who's just delivered a very inspirational talk, especially for me, talking about various projects and things that that he's been doing. So Harry, tell me about how you've come to be here and a little bit about what you do and what you just talked about.
I'm not entirely sure how I got chosen to be here, because I actually came and I felt I might be a bit of a fish out of water, but which I may well be. So, I'm a graphic designer. I went to art college, did graphic design, hit the streets of London with a portfolio, eventually found a job, and just, I guess, over the last 30 years that I've been doing it, I've slowly fallen more and more in love with it. It remains my muse. I've never gone away, and I've just made it more and more my life. And I've been very lucky to meet some fantastic people who've kind of come along out of the blue and turned my head and made me see what I do and the way I kind of work with the world in a multitude of different ways. And so it's just been this wonderful, as I was trying to say in my talk, a kind of a journey of self-discovery as well as a kind of creative journey.
It seemed to me that you kind of you said at the end that the personal passions that you were talking about and the little things that you were kind of playing around with, the things that seemed silly and insignificant, actually kind of seemed to drive a lot of the innovation and the way that you've looked at the world and looked at various projects. Would that be fair comment?
Yeah, I think it's learning to look openly, and that's I'm totally convinced that all the answers that are necessary to anything are just around you, and the clues, you just need to kind of look at the corner of your eye and there they are. And and that can be all sorts of things, from a moment in a conversation to a broken sign, as I was showing on some of those things. It's all about not looking, I mean, actually probably not looking in the way you've been taught to look and grown up learning to look. It's about breaking out of that the kind of blinkers that you were given. And dreams, as I mentioned, are one of the ways where it's blinkers off completely, because the stuff just gets delivered, and it's not that hard to learn to make notes in the middle of the night and in the morning, and the richness is beautiful, and I'm so sure it's there for everybody. I'm not saying this is some kind of lucky thing that I've got. I think it's there for everyone. It's just about listening.
Yeah, it struck a chord with me, because it's sort of similar to the way that I've always worked. Like, you know, I come from a fine art background, ended up in TV and video, and now I'm kind of almost kind of rediscovering a few of the things that really used to kind of inspire me. I mean, I'm currently doing a sort of year-long daily video project that someone kind of inspired, challenged me to do, really, kind of a bit like the daily photo thing. And some days they're a bit humdrum and not really imaginative. And then other days, because I'm looking and trying to kind of see something else, something just opens up, a little beautiful moments that kind of, are just passing.
Yeah,
so
yeah. So I'm the corner of your eye stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. So
accidents.
Yeah. So just to finish off with, is there anything that you'd sort of say to anyone, or kind of help them, because it kind of felt like, you know, for some people it might be, you know, getting out of a rut or kind of thinking
I think my life had gone, some of the most scary moments of my life, when I've done something purely by instinct, have always led to really worthwhile things. And I think tuning into your instinct, going against your own brain, and kind of stepping out of your normal rhythm. So things like travel and movement have never failed to bring fresh stuff for me. And I mean, a lot of those instances, I've been very frightened. And it's always been the most important moments in my life. It's kind of through hardship and scary stuff and pain that you actually shift and change. And I think it's never come easy. You know, it's been a long, slow road, and I'm just now I can see where it is, and I've just got to just stay open to it. So I just encourage anyone just to really, really what they feel they must do, and not push back against what you're being told to do, and do what you feel you should do. That's my little thing.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Of course. Thank you.